Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County is one of four designated as primary natural disaster areas in the state, triggered by the drought locally and in Sheridan, Johnson, and Teton counties. This will allow the USDA Farm Services Agency to extend emergency credit to producers through loans that can be used to meet recovery needs, including replacement of essential equipment or livestock, reorganization of a farming operation, or the refinancing of certain debts. Counties adjacent to those four counties designated may also be eligible for assistance. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners have voted to put out a survey on how to spend the upcoming optional 1% sales tax. The survey will be mailed and will also be available online. There'll be road work in the area of the intersection of Westover Road and Oregon Avenue on Monday and Tuesday. Expect delays during your commute. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County robotics students who won at the state level recently are in Dallas, Texas this weekend and through the week for the VEX Robotics World Championships. Hunter Chase, Braxton Skinner, and Jaden Frazier make up Team Robco and will be joined by six other Area 59 teams from Campbell County along with two high school teams. High school competition runs from tomorrow through Saturday. The middle schoolers will compete Sunday through Tuesday, and elementary students will round out the competition May 10th through 12th. A reminder, the Gillette Saturday Farmers Market will be open tomorrow from 8 a.m. to noon at 819 Country Club Road near Dollar Tree. There'll be road work in the area of the intersection of Westover Road and Oregon Avenue on Monday and Tuesday. Expect delays during your morning commute. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.